This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Just days before a planned inauguration, President Hamid Karzai has put off seating Afghanistan's new parliament for at least another month. A legal battle has raged ever since the ballots were cast in September. Now Afghans are torn between moving on despite a flawed election or letting the dispute continue and try to correct the results. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The freshman class of Afghanistan's 2010 parliament had already waited 4 months with varying degrees of patience when a sort of orientation was scheduled this week. 3 days of training in parliamentary procedure at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel made a festive scene for the MPs, but then the party ended abruptly. More than 200 MPs-elect heard the news that the Supreme Court had asked President Hamid Karzai to put off the inauguration of parliament for another month. They reacted with anger and disbelief. This is a coup d'etat, said Ahmed Behzad, a re-elected MP from Western Herat province. Any delay is unconstitutional, he said. But that's where opinions diverge. Afghanistan's two electoral bodies are supposed to be the sole arbiters of election complaints. Despite widespread allegations of fraud, the electoral committees had ratified the results as good enough, along with a nod from the UN and the United States. But President Karzai asked the Supreme Court to set up a special tribunal for election complaints. Critics say that's because the results, as is, don't favor Karzai's parliamentary allies or his fellow ethnic Pashtuns, who in many districts were unable to vote because of Taliban threats. To many of those candidates, the delay seemed like justice. When Sadiqullah Haqiq, the chairman of the Supreme Court, ruled that Karzai should delay seating the parliament, a group of losing candidates in the audience couldn't restrain themselves. Karzai's actions have raised the hopes of candidates like Dawood Sultanzoy. In his native Ghazni province, Pashtuns have a clear majority, but most of their districts had their polling stations closed because of Taliban threats. All 11 seats in Ghazni went to non-Pashtun minorities. If the results aren't corrected, it will drive Pashtuns into the arms of the insurgency, says Sultanzoy.
The legitimacy issue is a very important factor in a country like Afghanistan that is at war.
The Supreme Court did mention the possibility of rerunning the election completely, which would be fine with candidates like Sultanzoy. It would not be okay with the international community, which spent tens of millions of dollars to hold the election and then endorsed the results. But Sultanzoy rejects the international pressure.
Is that better, to fix things and then hold elections, or just hold elections because it satisfies Washington's political calendar?
As the stalemate continues, the parliament building is empty. The outgoing MPs have been turned away from the building by police, and the new ones have not yet been invited in. But the new MPs say that won't be the case for long. Fawzia Kufi, another re-elected MP from Barakshan province, says that 200 of the MPs-elect are going to go to the parliament on Sunday, with or without the president's approval. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.